Hi, everyone, and welcome to yet another edition of Bavarian Podcast Wars. You're here with me, Samron, today after Bayern's win over Werder Bremen by 2-1. Oh, my goodness, I don't even know where to start. But you know what? As a thought experiment, let's go back down memory lane, because why not? That's how poor the football has been on the eye recently. And just let's go all the way back, actually, to 2007 and talk about Bundesliga winners. This will take a minute, but let's just go through this as a thought experiment. Stuttgart won the league that season in 2007 with 70 points to their name, 7 draws, 6 losses. In the tally, Bayern finished 4th with 60 points. Okay, let's go to 2008. Bayern won the title with 76 points, 10 draws, 2 losses. 2009, Wolfsburg won the title with 69 points, 6 draws, 7 losses. Bayern finished 2nd on 67 points. And Bayern had 7 draws and 7 losses. 2010, Bayern won the title with 70 points, 10 draws, 4 losses. So let's start there as a marker. 2011, Dortmund won the title with 75 points. Bayern finished on 65 with 7 defeats to their name. Dortmund lost 5 matches. 11-12, Dortmund won the title again with the great tally of 81 points with 3 losses. Bayern lost 7 games that season and finished on 73 points. So just keep the 73 number in mind. 2013, Bayern won the title with a whopping 91 points with 1 loss. 2014, Bayern won the title with 90 points, 15 with 79 points, 16 with 88 points, 17 with 82 points, 18 with 84 points, 19 with 78 points, 20 with 82 points, 21 with 78 points, and 22 with 77 points. Okay, if Bayern win the title this season, they would finish on 74 points. It's looking likely that they will win the title this season. Let's just go back. We have to go back to 2010 for a champion with a lower tally of points with 70. And just looking at the current table, Bayern has 8 draws and 4 losses to their name. This is all to say, and Bayern will probably, the way that things are looking, I think, you know, 9 points is a real possibility, but 7 is probably more likely. It's not been a vintage season, to say the least, but the football on the ground, on the pitch itself, almost takes me back to Klinsmann's days. And back then, Bayern had a much worse squad. Now with a better squad, there's the talent to win the games and not just get brushed aside. So when Bayern were under Klinsmann and Klinsmann got fired, they finished 2nd with 67 points with 7 draws and 7 losses to their name. Okay. All right. Back to matters on the pitch, because that's what we're here to talk about. And Bayern came out like a house on fire. And within 15 minutes, I thought this game could be done very, very quickly. And listen, if this was Flick's Bayern, even, okay, I don't know for sure about Nagelsmann's Bayern, but Nagelsmann's Bayern did beat Bremen 6-1. Anybody else's Bayern, a Bayern with a striker in any shape, way, or form, whether that be Choupo, Lewandowski, that may have been true. Wasn't the case today. Bayern struggled and struggled and struggled to score. Bremen grew and grew and grew into the game. Better players than Christian Gross would have finished off the chance in the first half. I thought Marvin Ducksch being poor really hurt Bremen, in the sense that his hold-up play in the first half was poor. Because he couldn't hold up the ball in transition moments. He couldn't set up the team. And is one of the reasons why Werder collected no points from this game. On the Bayern end, it looked more like a back three to me with Pavard, De Ligt, Cancelo. But I'm looking at the official formation, it seems to be a back four. Gravenberg had a pretty good game. He started in defensive midfield next to Kimmich. Coman was full of effort. Musiala grew into the game. Gnabry had a game that I think some typical strikers do. You don't see them, they score a goal, and that's that. And more and more and more, Gnabry's proven this point that when it comes to important games, he is there to score the big goals. He scored in the last game against Hertha Berlin, the crucial opener. Scored it again today after quick thinking from Jamal Musiala and a poor offside line by Werder Bremen. And this is an unpopular opinion from, and anyone who hears it is not going to be happy, but if the choice comes down between Sané and Gnabry, I would offer keeping Gnabry. He is extremely wildly inconsistent, but he has scored in the double digits for 7 seasons straight now. Sané has 8, I think, this season, and that is apparently his highest tally ever in a single season. So I would like to see Gnabry stay on, because I think Gnabry is more versatile than Sané. Right behind, I thought Kimmich had a good game today. Kimmich grew into the game last week, and he did well today. In terms of just the general play, again, it needs so much work. Tons of crosses with nobody to really cross to. Tons of wing play with the ball eventually going out of play. Corners that loop over the entire team's heads and go out of play. Passes by the byline that go into the box, from the byline that go into the box with no one to take the ball and pass it into the net. This is a team. Yes, like, a win should always be celebrated, but this is a team that is struggling. And the good side is that despite their struggles, they're holding on and they're figuring out answers to the tough questions that the bottom teams always bring. Werder Bremen has been more mid-table than bottom, and keeping it together. Schalke up next will be very, very interesting. Schalke's picked up a lot of points in the second half of the season, 21 to be exact. And Bayern normally swats Schalke away, but Bayern hasn't really been swatting anybody away lately. Today, Werder Bremen takes their chances. If Niklas Füllkrug, who was watching from the stands, is on the pitch, the result could have finished differently. I think Werder could have clawed themselves back. I think while Romano Schmidt was up front with him, Dukes' hold up, and Romano Schmidt is kind of a small guy. Dukes' hold up play did Werder Bremen no favors. On the other hand, Niklas Schmidt's goal was an absolute cracker. I felt like that was the only way Werder Bremen were going to score today, just judging by how things played out right in front of goal. But on Bayern's end, and I don't know, again, how much agreement this will bring, but I think Bayern's two standout performers in the second half of the season particularly have been Pavard and Matthijs de Ligt. They have been consistent, they've been solid, and when it came to winning headers, when the long balls came from Bremen's defense to transition, I knew that Pavard and de Ligt were not going to be beaten. Mazraoui was solid yet again, and Bayern would make a huge mistake to let him go during the summer. Gravenberg did well cleaning up, and taking him out of the game led to some inconsistencies for Bayern. I thought Bayern really missed Thomas Müller in the first half. You can have all the possession in the world, but if you have no one to interpret spaces and find the crucial passes needed, it's not going to end up in goals. And I almost think Thomas Tuchel is making his own life a lot more difficult by just not playing Thomas Müller. And this is going to go on, and I don't think this will necessarily end well for Thomas Tuchel. These performances, especially Bayern win the title, will mostly be forgotten. The ones that will be remembered are the Champions League exit and the Pokal exit. So those two will stay in memory. But if this team continues to play at pretty this like abysmal level, Tuchel's future could be in question a lot faster than most people think. I think now we're at a time where some of the players are picking up their form. Kimmich's form, like as I mentioned, has picked up. Mazraoui is back into the team. Pavard is playing well. De Ligt is playing well. Gnabry's form has picked up. Musiala's doing just a little bit better. Leroy Sané is doing better. His goal, the second goal, was just a delight to watch. The interplay that led to it and Sané just finishing it, it was beautiful. The form is picking up, and this is the time when the performances should be picking up too, but I almost feel like tactically something is not working. I don't know what it is. Maybe this constant crossing is not suiting the team. There was a point where we didn't cross enough, and now we've come to a point where we do cross way too much, so it's tough. It's really tough. And I wonder if there's a scenario this season where the Bundesliga awards the trophy to nobody and tells all the top five, you need to go and improve and take a hard look at yourselves in the mirror to call yourselves contenders. Freiburg and Union might be okay with that, but Bayern, Dortmund and Leipzig have all done pretty poorly this season. They've all had good spells. Bayern, before the World Cup, looked unbeatable. Choupo was fit at the time. The team looked unplayable. The World Cup happened, and then things slowly started to fall apart, but they were okay. And then Tuchel comes in, and they really fell apart. And now, with two wins back-to-back, I think the title is decided. I think Dortmund will go to Wolfsburg, that Dortmund will play against Wolfsburg tomorrow and drop points. Dortmund still has to play Gladbach, which is always a potential banana skin. In terms of banana skins, Bayern has Köln on the last day. That's always tough. But before that, there's just a small matter of RB Leipzig. This Bayern almost seems to be there for the taking compared to a lot of other Bayern teams. All that being said, Bayern is still top of the table. Bayern, as of today, I believe has a 4-point lead. Let me double check that and see whether that's accurate. We're looking at the Bundesliga table. And yes, a 4-point lead with one more game played. And then, of course, Dortmund go tomorrow. I think title-wise, Bayern has actually won it. But this season will be remembered for all the wrong reasons, for all the ebbs and flows, and when a team that looked like a world beater before the World Cup just came back looking like a shell of itself and just ultimately collapsed, but held on just about enough to win the Bundesliga title. Okay. Just some other tidbits around the Bundesliga, because we're nearing the end of the season and maybe it's important to keep an eye on these things. Union very predictably went and lost to a team below the top 10. Augsburg. Augsburg is always difficult to play against. And Freiburg simultaneously losing to Leipzig again, twice in the space of a week, means that Freiburg fell out of the top 4 and Union sit just ahead of them, due to superior goal difference, but Leipzig's only ahead of both of them by a point. Bayer Leverkusen's winning streak came to an end. Davy Selke, of all people, scored 2 goals for Köln, and Leverkusen went on to lose 1-2. Schalke picked up another brilliant last-second win against Mainz. If you missed this game, I suggest you go back and watch it. It was just incredible drama. This helped Schalke stick to 30 points, and they're out of the bottom 3, sitting in 15th, especially because Stuttgart, there's apparently maybe it was the midweek tiredness, maybe it's, I've heard that some players are ill, don't quote me on this, there's something one of the players had to take a bathroom break in the game against Frankfurt in midweek, so it may be a stomach bug or something along the lines. But Stuttgart lost to Hertha Berlin, which kept Hertha Berlin alive, but kept Stuttgart sitting in the playoff spot. Bochum lost to Borussia Mönchengladbach in what was a very emotional game. Hoffmann scored the first for Gladbach. Lars Stindl, in his penultimate game at Borussia Park, scored the second. He will be leaving for Karlsruhe at the end of the season, and I'm going to miss him a lot. 8 years at Gladbach. Other than that, Dortmund still hasn't played. They play Wolfsburg tomorrow. Mainz losing to Schalke put some dent into their European hopes. But Wolfsburg with a win tomorrow can actually leapfrog Bayer Leverkusen into sixth. Niko Kovac's team is making a late charge up the table. All this being said, in terms of losses, Bayern is still the team with the least amount of losses, 4 to their name. Dortmund's lost 7 times this season. Union Berlin 7 times, Freiburg 7 times, and everybody else has lost more games. So there is something to be said about that. Maybe it's the draws that hurt more because Bayern has 8. Wolfsburg has drawn 10. Mainz has drawn 10 games this season. Not Mainz either, my bad. I can't read. Wolfsburg, yes, has drawn 10 games. Frankfurt, whose season is just going off the rails, has drawn 10 games. Stuttgart has 10 draws as well. So there's something to be said about all those draws that Bayern's picking up. And something also to be said about the number of long-range goals that we've been conceding this season. Happened against City, happened today. Just every once in a while, it seems like Bayern concedes a screamer from a long way out. Happened against Freiburg. I think the problem there actually is not closing down the ball fast enough in midfield and letting players take a strike. And if you allow players to take a strike from a distance, there's more of a chance that one of those goes in than not going in. Basically, you allow more chances, there are odds that the ball goes in more times. Although that's not taking away from Niklas Schmidt today, whose goal was brilliant. Okay, that sums it up for me as Bayern kind of, you know, drag themselves across the finish line this season. I hope you enjoyed the game. It was a good watch. It was technically not the greatest at times, but that doesn't mean that it wasn't enjoyable. The Bundesliga itself has been really enjoyable this season overall. When is it not? But the fact that teams can get relegated with... there's a chance that teams might get relegated with 30 points. That's kind of sad. Okay. Be sure to stay tuned to Bavarian Podcast Works for all of your up-to-date coverage on Bayern Munich and Germany. Follow us on Twitter at BavarianFBWorks, at The Barrel Blog, at TommyAdams71, at BFWN, and more. Of course, the last three handles are Chuck, Tom, and In respectively. You can find the rest of us right here on Bavarian Football Works. Thank you for listening. Take care. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Good night.